Under a treaty with Russia, subsistence polar bear hunters in the Bering and Chukchi Seas will follow a quota for the first time. On Friday, the Alaska Nanook Commission and the U.S. Department of Fish and Wildlife were in Shishmaref to detail the new international quota. From KNOM in Nome, Matthew Smith reports.
The quota agreement brings together subsistence hunters in Alaska and Chukotka with the backing of both the Russian and the U.S. governments. After a phased implementation next year, the quota is expected to officially begin in 2014 and allow for 58 bears to be taken each year, 29 per country. Rhonda Sparks is the regional coordinator for the Alaska Nanook Commission.
The reason why there's a quota system is a native-driven initiative to ensure future generation use of both sides. We did hear other hunters comment and say that it is important for them to hunt and subsist and go back to one of their traditional used resources, and that's polar bear.
Nearly 200 people turned out for the meeting in Shishmaref last Friday. Polar bear hunters in attendance generally seem to accept the quota, but their questions focused more on the food shared by both subsistence users and polar bears, namely seals. Since last year, diseased seals suffering from an unknown illness have been found in the North Slope and the Bering Sea. Hunters at the meeting in Shishmaref expressed concern about what diseased seals might mean for polar bears. Stanley Talktoo, the local Shishmaref representative for the Nanook Commission, says the polar bear quota doesn't seem as important as the health of the seals.
I don't think it really affects Alaskan too much, but we like to work with the Chukotka side, Eskimo side, you know, but they have a different government, different way of doing things, but the polar bear eats the seals. Just like we depend on the seal. We got things to worry about to our bearded seal losing their hair and their fur.
Warren Ningaluk is a polar bear hunter in Shishmaref. He said that with a healthy, if uncounted, population of polar bears in the Chukchi and Bering Sea, a quota doesn't seem necessary.
I don't think there should be any quotas. I don't think that's a good idea because of the number of polar bears that were estimated for the population in Alaska and the other countries are pretty healthy for the population. I think the population would start to go down if wrestlers are allowed to hunt again.
Alaska hunters take about 30 bears annually, close to the proposed quota, but hunting polar bear in Chukotka has been illegal since 1956. Fish and wildlife biologist Jim Wilder says that leads to an unsustainable illegal take that is impossible to manage. The new agreement will allow for a legal and manageable harvest in Chukotka.
Polar bear harvest in western Alaska is certainly within sustainable limits. But on the other hand, the best available information we have indicates that the level of killing of polar bears on the Russian side is likely not sustainable. And so, yeah, the agreement's very important for that because it recognizes the rights of Chukotka natives to harvest polar bears within a managed system.
The quota strives for a 2-to-1 male-female harvest ratio and can be adjusted as studies of the polar bear population are completed. In Alaska, skull and hide tagging requirements already in effect will remain in place, and the sale of polar bear parts will still be regulated by the Marine Mammal Protection Act. Any kind of commercial or sport hunting will remain illegal. The Alaska Nanook Commission serves 15 communities in western Alaska. Their meeting in Shishmaref was only the beginning of a consultation process in villages throughout the region. In Nome, I'm Matthew Smith.